Talus Energy says it's made a major oil discovery on the North Slope at Smith Bay. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The company estimates the oil under its current state leases at 6 billion barrels and says as much as 10 billion may lie under the shallow bay.
It's going to be a massive development, very important for the state of Alaska, and it's going to create, you know, thousands of jobs.
That's Jim Musselman. He's the CEO of Kalis. He says two wells drilled this year, sidewall cores and 3D seismic work, suggest a large reservoir of light oil in good rock.
And we have the same fan complexes under each well, so that gives us courage that the fan extends over this big area.
Production is years away. Kalis says the development could eventually boost the amount of oil going down the Trans-Alaska pipeline by about 200,000 barrels per day, an increase of nearly 40% over current daily averages. And Musselman says the light oil will help cut sludge, improving the pipeline's flow. The CEO estimates the cost of the project at $8 to $10 billion. He says he's confident he can get financing if the price of oil goes up to $65 a barrel. He says state tax credits are also crucial.
We can, in fact, help with their fiscal crisis going forward if they'll help us. And I think that's all we're looking for.
In June, Governor Bill Walker vetoed oil tax credits worth $430 million, saying the state couldn't afford to pay so much to oil companies. However, the state is still obligated to pay them at some point in the future. Smith Bay is 150 miles west of Prudhoe Bay. The Kalis leases are in state waters off the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Lois Epstein, Arctic Director for the Wilderness Society, says there's a lot to worry about with this project. Smith Bay is next to the Teshupuk Lake area, a large freshwater wetland that Epstein says is important to waterfowl, caribou, and polar bear, and for subsistence.
Essentially, what we're talking about is a massive industrialization in an area that's very, very important to a large number of species.
The company plans to begin environmental studies now and drill an appraisal well during the winter that begins in 2017. Reporting for Alaska Public Radio Network, I'm Liz Ruskin.